Once again, Lord, that we could come together and gather together ourselves in Thy presence in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for this fine day, Lord. We know we have but a short time and there wouldn't be many of such gathering, Lord, because we're looking at the time that we live in now and knowing that, Lord, the system has to close up and we're going to leave this place, leave this world and head home to where we belong. So Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this privilege and the blessing that we could gather ourselves as children of the living God and to come into thy presence and worship you, Father. So be with us at this time now and guide us along, Father. And help us to understand your plan and your purpose in how we're living now. Asking for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Alright, you may be seated. Go to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 3 and verse 12 onwards to 15. The book of Hebrews. Chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, which is called today, lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Looking for that blessed hope, then go to Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. And verse 14 as well. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So the thought today, you know, the word we have in Hebrew is the word today. The thought today that I'm going to give you is today, the end is in sight. We have been through, you know, all these many years now in this message that God has given us, bringing us back to His holy book to get ourselves, prepare ourselves as people ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is, I believe, 17th of July. 2016. If we get our day, our year, 2016, if it is traced back to the beginning of when Jesus was born, and then you realize that we are already past 2,000 years since the birth of Christ. But if we get back to the day that he died, you know, as the day when he died, he gave man a new life. Then we still have not completed 2,000 years. But we know that as the Bible gives us an understanding, that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rests on the seventh day. And according to the scripture, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So we roughly right now in the year we live in here now, is 6,000 years from the beginning of creation, roughly. All right, so what's so special today? Let us go to the book of Genesis 6, verse 13. Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. And the Lord said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Well, if we read this verse and see whether this will make any sense for us today. If it was as God, the Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew told the Jew and even his disciples regarding the end time in Matthew 24, what kind of condition the world will be like. In Luke chapter 17, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. So we are living in that time that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, in Luke 17, and history repeats itself. Because what Jesus said, it refers to Noah's day. And we find that in Genesis 6:13 here, the Lord said, the end of all flesh is come before me. And I believe the same thing in the world today. The end of all flesh is come before God. You know. Yes, we know that God said to Noah that He's no longer going to destroy the earth with water. He's not going to do that anymore. But He's going to destroy this earth with fire. But before He's destroyed, God is always full of grace and mercy. He will always send forth gospel truth, angels to go out there, His messenger to go out in all the world to preach the gospel. And you know one thing? The gospel has been propagated throughout the world already. And in our nation of Singapore, many people don't want to hear the gospel. Because they have heard it so many times. You know. And if we look at what the world is today, we can say that it is about ripe. Or it's already ripened for the harvesting. As we already realized in 48, angel was sent out to reap the tares, and God is getting the wheat into the garden. 1 Peter 4:7. Again, we read the same word, the end. We pick up the word today. The end is inside. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. The end of all things is at hand. This was spoken, this was written in the day of Peter, in the day of the early church. To the apostles, the day that they live in was so bad already. But yet, we know that the apostle, but Peter, for example, is one of them, who realized that the condition will get worse right to the end of the coming of the Lord Jesus. If you read his epistle, you know. He says certain things will happen first. Even Paul, he thought that Christ is going to come for in his day. You know. But he said, Christ will not return until there is a falling away from the faith. The Son of Man will be revealed. So compared to the condition we live today, and as the condition that they live in the early church, then you can see that our day, sins have heaped up, wickedness has built up, evil, violence has all built up. You know, and the church has gone through the seven church ages to trial, to persecution, to temptation. So what is kind of condition do we have today? Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 onwards. And I believe that even what the apostle wrote in those days, I just feel that everything is applicable for us in our days. You know, because of the prophecy that we are seeing today. Romans chapter 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, but because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men, to birds, to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meant. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boaster, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Now, I mean, this is a full detail of what you are seeing here today in the world. What do we have in this kind of perversion? First part, where Paul talks about that people do not glorify God. The invisible thing declares God, in fact, because God saw it all in this universe, the stars, the heaven, the cosmos, the whole universe. You know. And everything there is, it shows that there is the presence of God. But they do not glorify Him as such. In fact, they look to the animals, as the Bible here tells us, birds, four-footed creatures, creeping things, and they worship those things. And then not only that, they turn, a man turn from a woman and sleep with a man. A woman turn from a man and sleep with a woman. And these are the things that is going on around the world. Gay rights. In Singapore, it's on. Where does the influence come from? The whole world is sick. You know, and it seems that it's all the same as it was, not in the days of Noah necessarily, but in the days of Lot, in Sodom and Gomorrah. We see those things. And what about the rest of what Paul is saying here? People feel unrighteousness, they fornicate, the wickedness, the covetousness, there's maliciousness, full of every murder, debate, argument, deceitful, malignity, whisper, liars out there. In nations, in corporate. You see how here recently there have been so many reports about, you know, how that even people who work in high places in the bank and all this, you know, they cheat and they steal and all that. You know.
So that's the condition of the world today. A covenant maker, disobedient to parents, backed by the haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasting, inventor of evil things. Inventor of evil things. Just think about what people do. What do they invent? Bombs? Suicide vests? They have all kinds of things going on today. Unmerciful. This is the condition of perversion today. You know, in the last, I think last week, if I'm not mistaken, in the Swiss Times forum page, there was, you know, because of the cases of molest and rape, and so there was man writing an article, woman writing an article and putting a forum regarding, you know, how women should dress. And here was a 16-year-old student, a girl. She said that she's why should I give myself to wedding dress, long dress, and cover myself up, and Singapore is so hot, you know, wear shorts, what's wrong with hot pants, all that stuff. I have the right to dress up there, she won't be molested. Yes, you have the right. You have the freedom, but freedom without wisdom is stupidity and foolishness. Because see here, you're enticing a man. So, what? You want freedom? And get yourself molested? Of course, there are others out there with, religious bigot and extremism in certain religion. They want the woman to cover up with, what is that? The bhagwat? Huh? What do you call that? Burqa. Burqa. I don't know what they call it. You know, cover up, all you have is the CDI and the sleep, that's all. You know? So that's ridiculous. And then I received an email yesterday from some extremist Branhamites. And this man said, this brother forwarded it, you know. And I don't know why you want to forward such a silly little thing. And, you know, a man by the name of Henry something sent a little email with two lines that says that parents should never cut their daughter's hair from the day of their birth. Their hair should be grown long because the prophet said, the long hair is a Nazarite vow. And that's it. What stupidity is that? The brother Abraham said that the woman's hair is a Nazarite vow? Or he was talking about the long hair being a Nazarite vow? And was Jesus Christ a Nazarite? A lot of people are mistaken and have been taught in denomination that Jesus Christ was a Nazarite. But Jesus Christ a Nazarite, if you say he was, I'll knock you on the head. He was a Nazarene, and a Nazarene is not a Nazarite. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to take the Nazarite vow, and you want to keep a hair long because of your vow to God about a certain thing, the Lord has blessed you, whatever it is, it's up to you. Like today, people have in Singapore, you know, charity, to help, that you are supporting cancer patients, all these things. Okay, and if you cut off your hair, boil your hair, some company was paying certain some money, donate certain some money. You understand? Okay, you want to do that? Go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? This is, people just simply say, the prophet never said that. And I have this preacher who has been many years in the ministry that I know him. He has been arguing, you know, trying to, first of all, you ask a question about Brother Branham being Elijah. So I put up that for him. And you have seen it on the website, and I taught it here. He disagreed, and all this keep on coming back, and the more he comes back, the more that he is being sarcastic in the last reason. And I never answer his question. So I say, don't be sarcastic. You are putting silly questions. You know, he asked me a question like this. Who wrote all the mysteries in the Bible? Paul or Brother Branham? Isn't that a silly question? Isn't that silly, being sarcastic? You and your beloved prophet, Brother Branham. I mean, what do you talk like that? What do you say to Brother Branham was my beloved prophet? All the prophets in the Bible are my beloved prophet. And you are my beloved brother and sisters. So what are you talking like this? And he said, no, I'm not being sarcastic. I said, no, you are. And he comes up with many other things. I refuse to answer him. You know, there are people that can never understand. But the more, I mean, he has been in the ministry. I worked with him in India. What happened? He had mixed with, you know what? He mixed with the Branhamites so much that he has gone down the ring. That's why I said, don't mix too much with the Branhamites. Because what? A disease will get you. You know what I mean? A healthy person go and mix with those who are, well, let's say for example, if there is a virus outbreak somewhere in a city. Huh? If you mix too long with them, what happens? You're going to get it. Is that right? They don't mix so much with the Brahman. Yeah, you can even talk with them, no problem. But you keep on telling them, and then they keep on telling you this, and hey, sooner or later, you're going to get brainwashed. That's what people do. That's what it's called, brainwashing. Like Brother Ingvar talked about the Mother of God. This man believed the Mother of God. How did you get the Mother of God in the Bible? Because the Holy City, New Jerusalem, the wife of the Lamb of God, become what? Become the Mother of God. Hey, they have a Mother of God as the Holy New City, New Jerusalem. The Catholic had Mary as the Mother of God. When Mary is not even the Mother of God, if God has a mother, then God is not, then God is not God. You see, the term, when people use terms, they make no sense. You understand what I'm saying? And I told the preacher, I said, if you're not missing this, what they call being sarcastic, give you an example. Would you go out there to a Trinitarian when you discuss about the Godhead? He believed in three gods, you believe in one God, and you're arguing all this, and you're asking this question. So you want a Trinitarian. God the Father has white hair and white beard. Then the Son of God has brown hair, brown beard. And the Holy Spirit is a bird, a dove. Is that it? Of course, are you not being sarcastic? Sure. You know? Because that's not what they believe in. Only if they don't know how, what God is, and people are worshipping God. You see? Like people sing the Holy Trinity songs. The doxology song. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What? The Bible never asks you to praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But that's how they wrote the song. You know? And that song that is, you probably have heard it, In Christ Alone. You heard the song before? One of the stanzas, there is it, you know, the first line, I can't remember how the first line, God came in flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. Fullness of God in helpless babe. That line is ridiculous, so I changed it. How can God be fullness in a baby? But that's what the Trinitarian believe, and they do not understand that. The baby, how can, of course the baby is helpless. So you are saying God's fullness is in the baby, and this baby is of course helpless, because it could not be God, because God is not helpless. So you see how important it is that if we don't understand truth, we will not know what God is all about. That's why people go to church, they worship God, they don't know what. They sing Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Do they know what they are singing? They worship Mary. They pray to the saint. Do they know what they are worshipping? No. And there are people out there, of course, they don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. They don't believe in God. They say. And yet, if we could only think, just to look at the creation, look at the flowers, look at the animals, huh? Everything the Bible says bring forth its own kind. They don't evolve. Look at your whole body, how it was created. From one sperm and one egg. And they mix together, they multiply to form a body. of millions and zillions and trillions of cells. Huh? Who gives that code that this particular one will go and make the heart, this particular one will make the eye, this particular will make the lungs? How could it be? If there is not an engineer, a supernatural being that did that, then what? You just pop open like a, like what? Pandora box? And all sorts of things that are biblical. You know what, brother and sister? I'm so glad for myself, and I believe it is for you too, that you are shown, are revealed by God. God's love shown to you, reveal Himself to you. The real God who appears to you in your heart and shown to you who He is. I cannot. I cannot cease to wonder about the whole universe, about my life, a being, the God that created heaven and earth, the reality. You know what I'm saying? He's somebody real, not a spotter, not someone that you try to beat around the air. Oh, but being a Buddhist going to China as if you're going to Nirvana. You know what I'm saying? Or what you see in India, the many worship of cows and bulls and snakes and peacock and elephants. If God did not reveal Himself to you and me, I guess we were probably one of those. Is that right, brother Joseph? You know, many of us would be in paganism. So let us be thankful. We see in the world today the way it is today. Look at China. Now it's a big country. The Bible says the king of the east. Look at the power that is right now. North Korea. Huh? Japan is struggling to build army to go to war or not. They're voting whether they want economy or things like that. So, what are we have? Look at France. The killing. Nice. How many people die? Every day, almost every day, you will hear of killing now. The world is getting more violent. People are getting more wicked. And the man who drove that truck, killing all the people, he thinks he is going up there and have some little virgins. Or something. Huh? People have been told lies. Even Christianity. U.S. I think it's the biggest problem in the world today. It costs so much pain. All the thing that has been flowing off from the West. You know, when I was young, yes, when I was young in the 50s and the 60s, you know, when we buy some product, we go to the shop, we go to the department store, because we can't afford, we just look, oh, this is made in USA. You know, we look good in USA. But how good, how good, how good, how good, how good, how good. You know, you all know that, don't you? Right? Then after that, of course, all the junk food coming in too. But today, of course, it's no longer looking for making USA because you don't get it now. You have US American brand thing. But you turn around the bottom and see what made in China. We all know that. And people are always going there to look for one now. People who want the good stuff. You go to Takashimaya, Isetan and all the Japanese store, you see all the products that is Japanese brand, and you find that they made one shelf, they have one particular brand. Next to it, the same brand, same model, but this one it says made in Japan. The price, maybe twice as expensive. You all know that, don't you?
Yes.
You see. So, with the West came into Singapore with all the junk food. And I don't know. That's what worries the government in the last 10 years.
10 years back. There's so much youngsters being obese. And now we have all kinds of mutated viruses. Coming out. Zika virus. Anyone today read a paper? A man got the Zika virus transmitted from having a sexual affair with a woman in New York. No? And many of us do not realize we eat all the junk food. We get all the problems in our health. Watching the NHK War yesterday on a documentary about gum disease, mouth disease, how they lead to heart problems. That's true because I know a brother in Malaysia whose gum was having gingivitis and all over, later on he had heart problem. Kidney problem, liver problem. If you have bad breath, you better make sure that you better check it out. If you have bad breath, the bad breath may be caused by halitol bacteria in your stomach, and that can cause cancer. Very slowly, it can do you. Or kidney problem, everything will come up. So the world has been filled with something is wrong with this world. In the air, in the water, in the food that we eat, practically everything. We cannot run away from it. So what's God going to do? You know, in the book of Judges, you know, people are very violent. If you look, you don't have to turn to, but if you want to, it's Judges chapter 19 to 21. You see, you know, the problem we have is even God's people, not just the churches today, not under Christianity today. Now, how many of you have heard about the news about that Russia has put out a bill, terrorism law? And it's so much so that it was supposed to be Putin. They said Putin signed and all things like that. And the churches in America and all this in Europe, they're not happy with it. Because they don't. The law said that you cannot preach the gospel to anybody in the streets. And any foreigner who comes over to Russia in the church to preach, he's not allowed. Just like India is doing it right now. You see? So, if you look at the world today about this violence, this sectarian violence, this, you know, the Islamic faith, you have so many divisions. They're fighting among themselves too. Because the Bible prophesied about Ishmael's people. But you want to see also in the Bible, the nation of Israel are like that. In the book of Judges chapter 19 to 21, what kind of story is there? Here we have a story of a Levite who married a concubine, and he's not supposed to, you know, marry somebody else. Must be in a certain criteria, but he married his concubine, was playing the harlot, went over now all the way to Bethlehem. So after he did return, he went down to find her and bring her back. She actually ran up to her father's home. So the Levite was need to stay with the father-in-law. So he goes, stay with me and things like that. One day after another, he's supposed to go back. But you know what? After too long, he said, take the wife back. But when they left, the home was late afternoon. So all the way out to where they come from, the servant told him, it's really, so then let's just lodge in the place. He said, no, keep on going. So they went all the way to Jabesh Gilead in the town. So when they were there, nobody, it was a Levite, you know what I mean? He probably dressed like a Levite. And nobody took him in. So they were out there in the streets trying to find a place to sleep. There was a good man that came along, you know, who was not from the city, from another part. So they come, stay with me. And the account that is given there is just like Sodom and Gomorrah. The people of Gilead went out to the man's home and said, bring out the man, we want to know him and all these things. What a violent! And the man who took this Levite commandment said, no, take my daughter, just like what the Lord did. They're the one. So finally the concubine was taken and they raped the concubine, I don't know how many times. And a concubine came back to the old man's home. And finally ended up holding the door of the, well, some place in the door threshold, and died. So the Levite came and woke up for her there in the morning, took her, put her on the donkey, and went home. Cut her into 12 pieces, one piece for every tribe, to stir up and say, I want justice. So what happened? The whole nation of Israel gathered around. Who did this? Who were the people who did this in Jabesh Gilead? They were the Benjamites. And how tribes of Manasseh involved too? So that was a war that went up. So all the 11 tribes gathered together to fight them. And you know what? This 11 tribe never approached God and seek the counsel of God to re-attack them. They never did. And you know the Benjamites, they are very special warriors. Their number of warriors, I think about 26,000 compared to about 400,000 people of that other 11 nations, 11 tribes. And 700 of these Benjamites are left-handed. And they sing, you know, they play the sling. They could throw a sling and hit a hare. Can you believe that? They are so accurate that you put a hare there, they can see it and they can hit the hare. They are so accurate. These are very special left-handed people. I know when people are left-handed who are good, you find if you are playing fencing with them, there's a problem. Because they are left-handed. And that's why when they both play baseball, you know, when they play baseball, left-handed people, because the when the pitcher even throw a left-handed, the batter will be very confused because you're so used to right hand. And you know what? When they went to war, 11 tribe against one. Done one tribe, they are 1 to 16, 1 to 15 soldiers. Destroyed many of them. I don't know how many thousand in 2 days. Why? Because those 11 tribes never asked God whether they should. Then they realized they are losing the war. So they went and asked God. They went down to Bethel, where the temple was set up, and they asked the Lord. And the Lord would tell them what to do. And that's when the Benjamite lost battle and was slaughtered. And most everyone, almost all, was gone. Except for how many? 600. I think 600 were left. And then they regret. They start crying. Oh, one of our tribes is all going to be destroyed. What are we going to do? You see, how people can turn violent. What's going to happen in the world in the next 1-2 years? Who knows? But this is the condition that we are living in. If it happened to Israel's behavior, they're supposed to be God's people, right? They're supposed to know the word, right? Why do they behave like that? Some people don't believe that what happened in America, the American government is middle planning, and they kill their own people too. No, it cannot be. It's conspiracy. No, I don't believe in that. And who are going to China history? The dynasty. The children among themselves, they fight among themselves. The Bible showed even the King David's son, right? They fight among themselves. They want power. Bloodthirsty power. You know. What about the dark age when the Catholic Church killed so many people? Look at what the Islamic extremists are doing right now. They're killing people. What is going to come? What is it? Let's go to 2 Timothy 4. And chapter 4. Verse 2 to 4. Paul said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuild, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they keep to themselves teacher having itching ears. And it's true. The nations are getting into, the churches, God's people, so-called, church. They're getting far away from God's word. They, to them, a lot of things are no longer important. Religious blindness, madness, confusion. They fall away from the faith.
You will need to constantly teach. It doesn't mean the preacher teach. You also need to teach others that you know. Share. When you study, you're teaching people the truth. Right? And there was one thing. Let's go to the book of Psalms 127. And see what here regarding the building of a church. Psalms 127. Psalm 127. Verse 1. Except the Lord build the church, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the church, build a house, they labor in vain that build it. You know, I wonder how many people are out there in this end time message are building. What are they building? Is God with them? God is not in Brother Branham's sermon book. God is in His own Word. The revelation of it. I don't mean the Bible you hold in your hand, because God doesn't live in the book in your hand. You understand what I'm saying? God lives in His own Word. If you don't understand the revelation of it, you don't have it. You know that video link I sent it to you because somebody sent it to me from Uganda about John Mark, Brother John Mark's testimony on video. I was surprised by it because all the time we have been trying to get someone to videotape Brother John Mark and have a video on our website. You know, but somehow just nobody have anything at that time. So 5 years ago, I was told yesterday, my brother, that 5 years ago, the man who put that video on the YouTube was there, and he just videotaped Brother John Mark's testimony and I put it on the YouTube. So I go right in there and make a comment, you know, that here was a true man of God. And for more testimony, go to Prophetic Revelation where he gives his testimony. A few days later, that one was removed. You know, so I knew that this man is a brother of mine. And I wrote to the brother from Uganda and asked him. And he told me, yeah, he's like that. You know, all he wants is as long as it's Brother Branham, Brother Branham, oh Brother Branham, oh Brother Branham, it's wonderful. Anything else, the point of any other thing? No. And you know, I was just wondering if that man know what Brother John Mark believed in. You will be surprised. Brother John Mark knew the dark truth. Because why? When I first met Brother John Mark, he was so sick of people coming to Uganda to have convention and said none of those people preach the truth. When I went there, Kampala, the news was sent out by a brother to go north to where he was in Karamoja, a few hundred kilometers away, to call him to come to the convention. And when the news reached him, said, no, I'm not going. And not a one of them coming from America or somewhere else. I'm not going to go. His voice said, told him. So yeah, I'm not even heard the man preach. How would you judge him? Then he said, yeah, that's true. So he came. When he went to Soroti, there's up north where I went, and heard me preach for the first few minutes, the pastor was sitting next to him. I was preaching and he was sitting right on the roof, my right hand side. And he was talking to the pastor. You know, I could see that he was excited. So later on I asked him, what are you talking to the pastor about? He said, Brother Dan, when the first few minutes you preach, I told Brother Pastor Peter that this is the man that I can work with. And that's why the following year when I went, I sent up a request the pastor to bring John Mark down. And he came down from Moroto down to Kampala, and we traveled westward to Uganda. And that's why we had nice fellowship. He saw visions of the ministry. He saw visions. We were sitting there praying, and his eye was seeing a vision. And I asked him, what did you see? He said, I saw you, Brother Gam. You and Christ standing there, and the Lord was telling you. He said, whatever I put words in your mouth for you to speak, speak it, and not be not afraid. You know, and in many other things that he saw in ministry. When I was there, and no, he realized when I shared with him some of the truth, He said, this is the truth, but I believe in those truths. But I never heard it preached. You know. Because Brother Mark Moore of apostolic evangelism, he goes everywhere to preach the gospel to all those who are rebels, you know, Karamanjan people, or those who are pagan, and then establish the churches.
You know.
Yeah, he preached them. Preached the truth, he not preached, but he does not know how to lay it out.
Well,
if only the man who put the video knows what he believes in. Problem is not all of it. Paul is not all of it. But some people say Paul has everything there. Now those who believe in the true gospel, and that we Gentiles, we must have the foundation of Paul. Only Paul, because he's the 13th apostle. Because all this should be revealed to Paul.
Really?
Then what about the last book? Did Paul have what was in the last book?
No.
John saw everything was in the last, concerning what happened in the future. Yes, Paul knew some of those things. But there are things that perhaps Paul didn't see. Even the same thing as what Brother Branham said. I know what I preach. What I don't know, God give to somebody else. And that's the reason why Paul said, let us go on unto perfection. We don't stop and build four walls around it. This is what happened to all the churches. Lutheran built a wall around them, Baptist built a wall, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, and all of that. You see. So if you build a wall around it, and you're trying to put a roof on top of it, God is already out of your group. Colossians 2, Colossians 3. Now let's go to Colossians 3. Chapter 3, verse 12 onwards. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And that's what Paul said. We are the elect. This is what Paul wants us to be. Where we see the condition of the world today, right? So, put on holiness, beloved, and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also do we. How come it's so hard for many of us to do that? If any man have a quarrel against another, forgive one another, forbearing one another. Why is it so hard? When the Bible said that God, even Christ, even forgive us. So we must do the same. Why is it so difficult? It's because the flesh, the carnal flesh. But why would that carnality take a hold of us? Why? You know, back in those days, back in the 70s, that's all the problem always started. That's why I said, there is a spirit of violence, defiance, hatreds, covetousness, unrighteousness, and everything, maliciousness. All kinds of lies is spoken about me. And people were surprised. Just I told you recently, just a couple of months back, one pastor here, minister here, came to me and asked to seek some clarification. You know, after what happened to him, he said, "Rick, I cannot talk to you." He says, "I want to apologize to you first, but again." I said, "You don't have to." He said, "When I heard what was said about you, I had to believe, but I realized that it isn't so." I said, "Brother, so you're not the only one. There are so many people heard all about me, the bad things about me." And he found it wasn't so later. I just got on my WhatsApp. Brother Nice texted me one message just 2 days ago. Of someone who texted to him, he said, "Brother Nice, so I now realize that I've been told a lie. Brother God is not what I was told after reading his book." Why can't people look at the truth? Seek for themselves. The Bible says the scripture, for you find, you need to find eternal life. Is that right? Why can't people search the scripture Why are they searching? Out there in the religious, people in religion, they are searching them. What about those in the anti-message? What are they searching? They are searching the message, the quotes about the Bible. What are you going to do to them? Are they able to understand what the prophet was saying? And that's the problem we all have today. They have not understood the plan and the purposes of God. Do you know the plan of God? Do you know the purpose of God? Why you are here? Why God sent a message? Huh? You know what a plan is, right? It's a plan. There is a purpose to the plan. Not just say, oh, God sent Brother Branham with a message. That's it. But what is the message? It's part of the plan. You have a house, a plan of your house. You have a room out there, another room there, another room there. So what is that room for? This is the room, the purpose. It is the living room where we relax. Over there is the dining room. That's where we dine. Over there is the room. That's the kitchen. That's where we cook. That's the bedroom. That's where we sleep. A plan. But a plan must have purpose. So what do you think God sent a message for? Why did God allow the church to go through seven church ages? Why? So they betrayed us, deceived us. And many of those have died in the faith in the dark age. They were taken, denounced your faith, bowed before the Pope. Recant all that you said about Christ. Well, they won't. What did it have? What happened to them? They were put to the stake. You know how many people died? Read Fox Book of Martyrs. How many of them were taken and tied to the stake? And you know they're putting firewood all around you and they're setting fire to the wood and you're burned alive. How do you feel? These people have the faith. Burn! I yell! Yeah! Pain! And now just burn up, unconscious, die. Let the body be burned up. But do you want to save your body? Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father. If you save this life, you'll lose it. Yes, we have not faced things like that before. Who knows what you're going to face? When somebody put a gun to your head. If you say, Lord Jesus Christ, you denounce Jesus Christ, I'll let you live. Perhaps the gun is quick. No, I will not deny Jesus Christ. Pam! You're gone. But if someone takes a knife and cuts the truth, then you're going to see the truth slowly. Because he enjoyed it. Slowly. How do you feel? Are you going to say, curse God and die? The world is filled with violence today, brothers and sisters. What time are we at? Here we are living in Singapore. Nice, peaceful country. We are glad. We're happy, right? But you think it is safe? The world is no longer safe. Wherever you go, there can be terrorist hack. Look at all those tourists out there in the Nice. Enjoying the power. Next moment, here came a madman, a violent man, an evil man, a crazy man, a demon possessed man, whatever you want to call it. Why did God allow it? God saw he's preparing the truck. The summer he's going to roll. He's going to kill. Why did God not just put his hand and block him? And pick him up and throw him into the sea? Why? Because God had a plan. He had a purpose. He allowed all these things to be 6,000 years. He's not going to intervene. Because his word has gone out to collect a people. Violence will always be there. Because why? Of sin. Because this world, this evil world belongs to who? To Satan. He has the right. He's the God of this evil world. He do whatever he wants. And God says, touch not my wine. Touch not the oil. You don't touch that. Is that right? And if you have the wine, you have the oil, then you know what plan and purpose of God is. Then you can rejoice and you can dance before the Lord and say, hallelujah. Yes,
You know.
In those days, if you were there and see Jesus Christ, said to the lame, stand up and walk. Said to the blind, to open. Said to the dumb, speak. Lazarus, come forth. Never a man speak like this man. You will be so, wow! My Lord, my Savior! Today we didn't see him. Paul said, we see, we know Jesus no more in the flesh. Sure, we know him in the spirit. We are spiritual men. If we cannot understand and see Christ spiritually, if we don't see the word that he is, then what are we? Huh? We're not here to hear, oh, God is love. Oh, God is grace. Oh, God is full of mercy. And 40 minutes of sermons and you're out there shaking your hand, you're feeling happy. Huh? Giving people all that stuff. Milk, milk, milk. Where is the corn? Remember last week, what did I say? The wine and the milk. The wine and then the corn. The wine and then the oil. You've got to come up higher. That's what the Spirit spoke to John. And John is represented below. Come on higher. And I'll show you things to come. These things are not for the people of the world. It's for you. But Jesus told the disciple, I can explain to you the mystery now. You understand? It's for you. I make known the mystery of the kingdom of God. To them it is not given. Not fair. Not fair, right? You see, but God knows everyone. Whatever he wants to do with us, he do it. You know. He loves his children, those that are his. So you are born again, you have the Holy Ghost, you have the name of God. So big, that's good. So let us go on in verse 14. And above all these things, put on charity, that's love, which is the bond of perfection, for perfectness. Remember the pyramid, the barbed wire, the capstone? That's love, that's agape. That's the final product. And you know what? You cannot get in there without this agape. Not just simply, oh, be, you know, brotherly kindness is just below it, right? If you really have brotherly kindness, the next step is agape. You know. Do you see that? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which also ye are called in one body, be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching. Huh? See the word you're teaching. And so people who are not taught the truth, how are they going to know what's what? Huh? The more that we see, the more that we understand. Admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. I don't know, how many of you are singing in the toilet? How many of you sing, you know, when you're happy? Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the dark darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing. Sing when it's raining downpour like cats and dogs. Sing when everything is downcast. Whatever, just sing when you're happy, sing. When you are gloomy and sad, just sing, oh Lord, I'm just singing. Because you see, God is real. You know. Just to see little children. You know, while I was in the toilet just now, and here came a man with a little girl. I thought she was 2 plus or 3. In fact, she was 4. And she was chatty, 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 chatty. You know, I just stood down there just to watch her chatty, chatty, chatty. You know, and you just wonder about kids. And then you realize the reality of God. You know, how did God make us born into the world? A little helpless man have to be carried and nestled and take care of. What? Whenever time he poo, clean up. You know, take care of him everywhere he goes, feed him or her. And then grow up. And then when they grow up, and then they stop trying to argue. And then they come up to the stage just like Brother Luke, young Luke. And then they argue with the parent. Right. Right. Everybody has now become a weird. Yeah. Talk back to the parent now. Say they're no better than the parent now. And you see them grow up, you know, wanted to become men or woman.
You wonder, you know.
Sure, I look at my son, I look at my daughter, and I say, wow, they are bigger. I go back to the old album, you know, when they're a little bit. I say, wow, this is this. And I was showing Adam yesterday. I said, who is this one? I was showing Zoe and that. Draw when he was a little baby. So who is that? You look, you don't know. I said, that is Mama. That is Uncle Al. Look. Of course, she will understand, you know. So you see, the joy just to look at this, to realize God is love everywhere. You know, so just sing, be happy. And he said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God and Father by Him. Matthew 22, verse 11. Matthew 22, verse 11 and 14 as well. Matthew 22, 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw that a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 14, for many are called, but few are chosen. You see the king, prepare the feast. Those who are called, they don't want to come. Those who are not called, you know, he went out there and said, boy, by way, highway, and side way, whatever, just call every one of them to come. Since those who are supposed to deserve it, they don't deserve it. And that's what happened to the Jew. So we are the one who was on the wayside and all these, the outcasts, we are the dogs. Remember, we are Gentiles, we are the dogs, so we all call in. So wild dogs, tame dogs, little dog, prominent, and chihuahua, whatever dogs you are, the great Dan, we all come in. And here was this man in the wedding that do not have a wedding garment on. You know, so how did you get in? How can you come in without a wedding garment? You know what? We are all going up for our grand wedding supper with the Father. Huh? So how can you get up there when you don't have a wedding garment here? That's why as a wife, the bride, we must make ourselves ready. The wife has to make herself ready. If you're not ready, you can't go. So how to be ready? That's what I'm asking my friend out there. How do the churches out there prepare themselves to be ready? Tell me. Huh? Oh, I go to church. I know Jesus loves me. Now all this basic, is that all that is all that is there? Even if so, then we don't need everything else then. Huh? I believe in Jesus as my Savior. It doesn't matter how you are baptized. Sprinkling, pouring, or dipping in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or name of Jesus Christ, it does not matter. This doctrine is not important, it's secondary. This doctrine is secondary. I said, then what is primary? Primary is the belief of Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So what do we do as secondary? You keep on secondary. So you don't need it. And you go from primary school to secondary school. So what is secondary? You know how people talk with because they don't want to know. And people who have been in the anti message for many years, they are gone away. Why? You know they are not believing in circumcision anymore. They say, cannot be. Huh? That Eve had sexual intercourse with the serpent. Cannot be. It cannot be. Then tell me, why? I always ask them simple questions. Why must it be the blood? Why must Jesus Christ shed blood? You know this question I've been asked since the time when I came to Message and wrote that book. Even I and the many people do not understand why it must be the blood. Why? Why must Christ shed blood? It's because blood was involved in the fall. Anything that is mixed, God hates it. It dies. That's why. So the moment when you have this mixture, that's what God said, let everything bring forth its own kind. If you mix it, you kill it. Mix a zebra with a donkey, you get a zidon. Get a zidon, male zidon, a male female zidon, and see what they can produce. They can't produce because it's dead in the seed. And God deals with our spiritual man, not physical. That's why when sin came to the world by hybriding, it's dead in the seed. That's why enemy cannot bring forth children of God. Huh? You understand? If it was not sin there, if Adam and Eve were together, as God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, all the children will all have eternal life.
They will not die. Once you mix it, it's death. Huh? And what kind of food are we eating today? Do you know? GN. When you modify, what happened? We eat it, it will affect our health too, you know. You all know that, don't you? Even pesticide food. So you all know what to buy when you go to the supermarket. Don't look for the cabbage that is all very nice without holes. Look for the one that has holes. Look for the one that has caterpillar in it. Then that is fully organic. Huh? People don't realize that. You put pesticide, you have a problem. Alright, now let's record a little bit what we have studied. Let's go on to that chart, Feast of Yahweh. Alright, now, we have been through a lot of study. We have been through the series on the rapture, the coming of the Lord and all that. Now, we just finished last week, of course, in the Feast of Yahweh, but we just recalled a little bit. Now, we know that these seven feasts, Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruit, Pentecost, Trumpet, Atonement, and Tabernacles, they are feasts especially given to the Jew, because it is God's feast with His people. You understand that? Okay. But hidden under this feast that they carry out is the spiritual truth that God hid in it, that He wants to show how that He will redeem the people and bring the people to a place of joy and so on and so forth. So we have this seventh feast. Alright, we have realized that the Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruit, and Pentecost, it's over. Finished. So we are in the blessed interval, and we are waiting for the trumpet to sound. And then we followed by the Atonement and Tabernacle. And I say this, that all these feasts, once it is fulfilled, it will never be repeated. Okay? It will never be repeated. The children of Israel will not continue doing that. Do you understand? It's because the children of Israel did not understand, that's why today they still do it. If they realize, they won't do it. That is for being Christ. Do you understand that? So now, when we come to the last of the tabernacles, we enter into the millennium, then into the new heaven, new earth. But in the millennium, during this period of the tabernacle for 1,000 years, there will be a feast, but it will be a different way of doing it. Now, the feast that we have in this seven feasts of Jehovah, the priest will carry it out. Correct? High priest, all were doing it. You understand that, don't you? Okay? Now, who is the high priest? The high priest, Aaron, represents who? Represents Christ. So, in the millennium, there will be the feast, there will be seven feasts that will be carried out. One of them is the Passover. But it is carried out by who? The Lord Jesus Christ. He will be the one who's the high priest now. And then he will offer the Paschal Lamb. For what? To remind Israel, because the millennium is the kingdom of Israel on the earth. So to remind Israel what they should have seen in the first place. Do you understand that? Okay? So once that is all over, we are ready right here this end. The end is in sight. So with that, look at Tony Rohana's and his wife, visions and dreams. They have sent me all that. They're really going to put it on the website. It's kind of a lot of segment for you to chew on it. Now, Brother Jean-Pierre Rohana, okay, sent me an email and sort of think that there may be something that he discovered. Now, this is the words of Brother Branham has Billy Paul Branham, the son, related in his testimony. Alright. Says, as for the testimony of what Daddy told me about California, it is of many testimony tapes I have given. But I'll be happy to relate it to you. Then he, Brother Branham, said, where are you at? I said, L.A. He said, be more specific. I said, downtown L.A.
He said, be more specific than that. I look around and I see a sign on top of a building. It says, May Company. I said, in front of May Company. He said, I may not be here, but the same God that told me to tell that foreign was going to die, tells me to tell you, I may not be here, but you won't be an old man until the shark will be swimming where you are standing today. Now, the first one, name. You know, when Brother Branham was asking Brother Billy Paul, he says, where are you? And Billy Paul said, Los Angeles. Then Brother Branham said, be more specific, downtown LA. Be more specific than that. And he looked around and he saw a building where he was standing beside, called May Company. Now, the brother who sent me to you said, very good, maybe there is something here. Say, May. May Company, May. And you know, because Brother Rohana visions about the earthquake and how that the Lord showed him many other things, and he arrived at May 26th next year, the place where near Salton Lake, the highway, that's where the two mountains will break down first. So it was May 26th. So I got to, maybe that's a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? Now, but very strange, what did Brother Brown say? Where are you at? LA. Be more specific. Downtown LA. Be more specific. Well, look around the buildings. There's a May Company. Why? Why is Brother Brown asking this question? That is what Brother Jean-Pierre was, you know, finding it strange. You know what I'm saying? Say, if you, if my friend from other country, or maybe, for example, someone else, one of you go over and travel to another place. Let's say you travel to Tokyo. I say, where are you at? Tokyo. Be more specific, where in Tokyo? Then you will say, oh, Shibuya. Whatever. Then where is that? There's a be more specific, or I'm standing at the crossroads of Shibuya. Something like that. You know, when you are in LA, it means you are in LA. Correct? You are already in the city. So what is so peculiar? I'm in Singapore. If Singapore going down to the, you know, earthquake, the whole island will go down. So by the most, I'm Orchard Road. Where in Orchard Road? Santai. Oh, well, not that, whatever the building is. Takashimaya. Something like that. I mean, what makes it specific? So it's very strange that he found out that it was May Company. So I said, maybe that's just a coincidence. That's just why we have UK Prime Minister, now he's called Theresa May, also May. So that's why we all have laughing at that. So we do not know, there's a lot of things that is happening. But the other thing is that the second part, now here is where, maybe that is what I find, maybe that is what the problem in the English. Now we all know Bob Abraham said that you will not be an old man until you see sharks swimming here. But the thing is that we always think that Billy Paul will not be an old man when the shark will swim. But the thing is that you will not be an old man until you see sharks swim, then you are an old man. That is what the English would be, is that alright? But you won't be an old man until you see sharks swimming here, then where you are standing, you will be an old man by then. So that is the English problem here. The word until. Is that right? So, Philip Paul is not in the 80s, I believe now. You know, so, with all of that visions that we have, with the study of the Feast of Yahweh, with the study, you know, of the scriptures concerning the end time, what we see in Europe, what we see in America, what we see about the terrorists, we see Israel problems, we see Russia now. Do you know Russia now is building up the army? Do you know now they are building up the army? And we have North Korea problem, and we have China trying to push everybody around because they are the big shot now. Even America have to be afraid of them. Huh. The time is set. The army is on the march. Armageddon is going to come sooner or later. Before it comes, of course. Christ is going to come first. And then God is going to deal with the Jew. So what time are we at? Today, the end is in sight. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11.
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but follow them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. See, hey, please, listen carefully what Paul says. Who through faith and patience, how many of you are patient? I'm not patient. You're not patient. Oh Lord Jesus, come quickly, you know. Don't delay. But just patience. You know, just imagine go back in history and see how the Christians went through. Go back to the day after the World War, the 50s, the 60s, when the communist Russia is in power. Huh? If you read some of the testimony of those Christians behind that iron curtain, the bamboo curtain in China, how they suffered. And here we are. We have everything in this life. Hamburger, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know. And especially young people, especially children today. They're born into this world with what? iPad, iPhone, IDs, iWant. Everything is all about I. Huh? And you can see some people not only carry one iPhone, two iPhone. And not only iPhone and two iPhone, but iPad as well. Everything is electronic. Technology is on the market. Sometimes you want to have it here. Everything, you know, back in those days, in the 50s, I think when they have a comic call, I can't remember the detective, what's his name, Kirby or something, and huh? Dick Tracy, yes. And here, this phone on it, you can talk. Talk to, you know, people don't believe it, that it happened to happen. And if the world continues that for another decade, you won't be surprised that you can talk to someone here, and you can see hologram. You can do that. Everything is possible. Time travel may be possible. People think so. How good that will be. If there's time travel, you want to go back, won't you? Yeah, sure. Or you want to go to the future? I'd rather go to the future in the millennium. You know, I mean, this is the technology today. Okay, so we have what we want. So now, to patient now. Show the same diligence to the full assurance of the faith. How many of you are sure of your faith? Come on! How many of you are going home? How many of you are going up? You're waiting up. So have the full assurance of your faith. Be not slothful. Don't shake leg like that. Go easy now, relax and all that. Don't be slothful. You know, you fight the good fight. But follow up them. Follow up them who travel. Who are the them? Look at Moses. Look at Abraham. Look at Isaac. All these other characters in the Old Testament. The Bible says they put their footprint on Sarah time for our ammunition. You know? They have shown their faith for us. They give us the encouragement. The assurance. Abraham, what's out there? You know, God says, I'll give you the land. I believe, Lord, and he was imputed upon him righteousness, right? I'm going to give you a son. Okay, do you think the wife believe? Sarah doesn't believe because he couldn't believe. What is this God you worshiping? Because they all worship idol too. In those days, Mesopotamia. You know. And of course, you know how Sarah pestered her husband. Take my concubine. Maybe that's what, maybe that's what God wants you. Your son maybe to that. And so when the child is born, it might become a problem. But she had no patience. Because you see, God's promise was to Abraham, not to Sarah. Was to Abraham. I called Abraham. I call you. I deal with you. If you can believe, then your family will come in. Right? But you haven't to Sarah. Adam, Adam, where are you? Why are you wearing a fig leaf? Who told you were naked? Why? This woman you gave me. Oh, the woman I give you, huh? So you blame it on the woman. And what do you do to him? This animal. The serpent. So you blame on your animal. Tell me today, if there's any problem, blame it on the dog. You see, that is the problem. We always pass the buck. But here, through faith and patience, inherit kingdom. We're going to have it. Just be patient. Be patient. Remember this word. 1 Peter 1:13. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Hey, the loins of your mind. I didn't know that my mind has a loin. That's the Bible expression. You know, the loin of your mind. You know what the loin is? You know what the loin is? The loin is where the strength is, huh? So the loin of your mind, strengthen your mind, tighten up, hold it there, huh? Don't let it fly all over the place. You know when you don't have a belt, like some people, especially when they're big tummy, you don't have a belt, your trousers will drop. Is that Brother Kathy? That's true, isn't it? You laugh. You see, so there's some people, and some people have suspension. Alright? You see, same thing here, our mind must be, you know, good, it must be done, or else all of my fly in there. Okay, so, gird up the loin of our minds, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, at the appearing of the revealing of Jesus Christ. As obedient children. That's an important thing about. Not disobedient. Not like what my friend used to say, it doesn't matter how you're baptized, it doesn't matter. Come on. The Bible said Jesus said, they to do the will of my Father. Is that right, remember? Huh? Not that you've done this for me, you've done that for me, I've done great work for you. No. The thing is this, that those that they come and those preacher will be judged. Some of them will boast, you know what I mean? You know, I've done this for you, no, I've done that for you. How many thousands do I have? How many times have I went overseas, did this for you, did that for you? Yeah, but what have you done? What have you done? What have I done? I already told you, Lord. What have you done? All this that you've done for God. If it's not according to the will of God, it is a work. They are works of iniquities. That's how dangerous that is. And I believe God meant business. He meant what he said, that's what he meant. There's no change. You don't change God's mind about it. Because God never changed his mind about his word. Remember, that perfect will always stay. God said this way, it means this way. You cannot change it any other way. And denomination of preachers, so many of them out there, lying to the people, pacify them. Not directly in the lie, but they pacify them, you know. That sort of thing. Huh? Like those days when the Catholicism ruled Europe, people who had the Bible and they read them, they were forbidden to read. They were, you know, destroyed. They were even cut off. The head was cut off or put to the stake. Because you cannot hold the Bible because you don't know how to interpret the Bible. Only the priests who go to the seminary, they are the ones that go interpret the Bible for you. Really? Where did they get interpretation from? From the Pope, from the higher priest, from the cardinal, from the Monsignor. And what do these people do? They are the one that the Catholic Church is one of the richest nation in the world. Vatican City. You all know that? Huh? Yes. That is true. And today many charismatic people, preachers, they are all BMW cars too. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lust. In your ignorance. Wow, in your ignorance. Sometimes we all give all kinds of excuses to God, you know. You know, God will say, you know, there's a time when men are ignorant. He will just close one eye, you know, his eye, let it go. But in the last day, God's not going to wink at the eyes anymore. You know, because when God, we do so many things, you keep on saying, I'm ignorant. There's no such a thing. Now you're not talking about the people of the world, we're talking about people who are supposed to call themselves God's people. You're shown the truth and you still want to say, oh, it's okay, and being known that my father, my pastor said so, and this church says so. Hey, it's not what the pastor said, what the church said. It's what the word of God said. And I said many times, don't listen to what I said, listen to what the Bible said. Listen to what the Spirit of God tells you. What truth is. Never fail. But God's word abides forever. Verse 15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, in all manner of your life. The word conversation means not just talking, huh? Conversation means your life. Your life is a conversation. You know, your life speaks. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Now, by the word that we read earlier, it's about being patient to inherit the promise, right? Okay. So, me, Dixia. Everybody's looking at me. Especially Brother Henry, I know. Because he's talking about 65 years he's going to die. They got this thing, don't know why, I feel like he's going to die. My life is ended in 65. So here, maybe ended in the sense I'm raptured. Oh, that's wonderful, huh? But we all look for, we are all looking for the coming of the Lord. Years and years for years, right? We are looking. We are looking at signs and wonders. We are looking at the prophecy. When is Christ coming? There must be something here that give us an understanding. Alright, so now we feel that there are so many pointers that point to 2017 and 2018. They're pointing, so many signs pointing there. Okay, the generation of 70 years. You understand that there are many other cycles too, as you have been taught. Okay, all these years. Now, next year, May 26th. If the visions and the dreams of Brother Tony and his wife, well, God never told him it was 26th of May. You know what I mean? He just showed him and all this. But there was something that God was guiding him. He felt that God was showing him a lot of these other things. And in fact, at first I thought he's going to write a testimony about it. But now it's getting bigger. There are so many things now. And all together, a lot of sections he was trying to explain. The thing, whether you call it coincidence or not, a lot of numbers, they repeat itself and things were pointing to this particular day. Alright, last the next year, May 26th, the earthquake started. When he saw the vision, when he was driving the car, and then he came out of the exit and saw suddenly a vision opened before him and saw the mountain fell and his wife was sitting next to him. Didn't tell him what she drank the night before. Same thing. So we have two is a confirmation about that place where earthquake will start. Now if May the 26th next year will start, but it doesn't mean that the rapture will somehow start next year or will be over by next year. Nobody knows. But to me, I feel that if May 26th starts the earthquake, it doesn't mean that California will sink at that time. It may be just one earthquake. A warning to the people. Maybe another week or two, another earthquake. So they keep on cracking, all the way from the southern parallel, going northward. Huh? You understand that? So what happened if it does happen? And then we see, well, the battle of Ezekiel 38-39 might take place. In many years, Russia will come down, or we know. Is that right? And after that, what happened? America being destroyed in the seventh visions of Brother Branham. You know that, don't you? Yes. I think Brother Branham was not the only one who had the visions of America being destroyed. There are others. You see. And we also know that the earthquake, California sinking, Brother Branham prophesied about, but there are others that have seen it in visions too. So, all these things will surely happen, but the question we do not know when. So now, you are expect that Christ may come next year or 2018, right? Right, because by the 2018 is only 70 years, everybody's happy, everybody wants to go home. Yes, sir. But the question is now, what if? What if the Lord do not want to come? 2017, 2018. What if the Lord does not want to come? How will you feel? You throw your hand up in the air. Oh, he's not coming anymore. If he doesn't come back, he's not coming anymore. Huh? What do you think? Patience! So you see the Bible says, have patience, the time when you least expect it. Smile, you're on candy camera. That's what you right.
You least expect it, Christ will come. And that's why God, you see, the Bible already told you, be not slothful, but follow up them who through faith and patience, you have a faith that He will come, right? So have patience that He will come. The promise will be given. The Son of Israel never may speak like this man. He promised in His holy word, His holy face, I will see. And surely we will see. Two more verses and we close. Revelation 2:26. Revelation chapter 2 verse 26. And he that overcometh and keep my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As a vessel of a potter shall there be broken to shivers. Even as I receive by my Father, I will give him. Who is him? Did you follow what I'm reading? Verse 26. And he that overcome. Verse 27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And I will give him. Who is him? You. To him that overcome. You who overcome. I will give you power over all the nations. You will also rule with me with a rod of iron. And I will give you the morning star. And he that have a ear like him, hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. So the talk is all about overcoming. Don't get disheartened with a little problem here, a little problem there. Oh, Christ will not come. To what year is today? 2018. He's not come. It's already December, you know. So what? Continue. Is it because it's in His time? It's all about His time. We all look at the signs. We are looking at the signs. And I believe He will always be on time. We may miscalculate a lot of things. We may be expecting too much. Because we want to go home. That's why we are impatient. Isn't that true? Clear not? Especially people ask for a cutting when we are all old and then, we want to go home. But young people like you, no problem. Okay. Last two verses. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. So I think that we can be like Paul who said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. We must love His appearing. There are people who say, you know Christ is coming, right? Yeah, I know Christ is coming. You know how soon He is coming? I don't think He's coming very soon. He's maybe 20, 30 years time. You know, there were people who talk like this. They think that they're not coming in His, Christ is not coming in His day because they want to have some fun. Now I know a lot of young people, you know, that I know. A lot of them in the message, back in the 70s. They say, oh, Christ is coming, let me get married first. Wow, what is this about getting married? You know? So a lot of people, when Christ doesn't come, oh, He didn't come now, wait a little longer. You know? And they want to enjoy life a little bit. But Christ will come. And now we know that today the end is in sight. Huh? We can see it's very near now. Like in Africa, when I walk with the brother, I says, where is the house? Oh, brother, it's very near. Just around the corner. So when I turn around the corner, where's the house? I said, okay, it's there. Come walking. So I grab it. When you and yours get so, when is He coming? Christ will say, just around the corner. So when you turn around the corner, where is it? Well, we're in here. So when you see time, you know, it's not measured the way, you know, God doesn't measure time the way we look at time, because God is eternal. You know, but He will come. So let us keep our faith and run a good race and fight a good fight. Is that right? As we look forward to His appearing. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for Your love. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for
showing us your plan and your purpose, Father, for what we are seeing ahead of us. All that signs, all that prophecies, O Lord, unfolding, Father. And we know that we but have a short time. The world is in trouble, full of distress, a lot of violence, a lot of killing, Lord, a lot of diseases and disasters. Many, many more things, Father. The world is sick. And help us, O Father, that as children of living God, let us not play with the sickness of this world. Knowing that when this world is in this stage, Father, help us all to gird the loin of our mind, Father, be sober, Lord, and hold fast to the faith that you have given us. That we run a good race and fight a good fight and hold fast that which you have given us and loving your appearing, Lord Jesus. So we look forward to that day, Lord. So we ask that you bless us, Lord, and bless those who are not here today too. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.